The Pat Kenny Show.
With the Jaguar E-Pace. Beautiful by design and dynamic to drive. Delivering performance that is unmistakably Jaguar.
This is News Talk.
Now, smoked broccoli with red cabbage puree, fermented cashew and tofu. Does that sound like your favourite Christmas dinner? Well, you can forget about the turkey and dive into a vegan feast instead if you listen to my next guest, because we're joined by Mark Sen from Virginity Restaurant. Mark, good morning and welcome.
Hi, welcome. Thanks for having me on.
And you are from Australia,
yes,
as it happens.
As it happens.
But far away from the fires.
Yes, yes. Some terrible news over there.
So you've been here for a long time, but when did you embrace the vegan lifestyle?
It was probably about 20 years ago. So it was just a thing where I was at university and I was also doing security at night. So I was sort of burning the candles at both ends.
Mm-hmm.
So just didn't feel good about myself and decided to try something a little bit different. So
yeah, somebody said to you, why don't you try vegetarianism?
Yeah, this was like a long time ago. So someone gave me a pamphlet. This was before the internet.
Yeah.
And I sort of read it and went, oh, that sort of makes sense. And
now, I would suspect that the traditional Aussie would be a carnivore.
Yes,
you
definitely.
You know, they throw whatever on the Barbie and off you go.
Yeah.
So how did people regard you in those days?
My family thought I was a bit of a weirdo, but they sort of got behind me eventually, so I think Mum was the last one to give up. She always offered me, you sure you don't want a little bit of chicken? This may be 10 years after I went vegetarian. But they've eventually changed their points of view. And
nowadays, if you're in an Australian city, because of its proximity to Asia,
yes.
I mean, in Sydney, the food variety that's available is phenomenal. And of course, much of Asian food is vegetarian.
Yes.
So you wouldn't be stuck these days.
Not necessarily. Like, that's one of the things, we have such a wide variety of climates there that you can sort of get incredible produce, sort of blessed for produce over there. So sort of anything that grows from the tropics to down south. So like,
it's so huge variety of food. Now, when you're going out, obviously being a vegetarian, where you have the normal vegetarian fare is one thing. When you go vegan, it becomes a little more complex because you've got to worry about the wok in which your stuff was prepared. Has there been a bit of chicken or a bit of beef,
yes,
or a bit of lamb anywhere near that? Because that's a vegan sin.
Yes, yes. I hear Burger King's getting a bit of flack at the moment,
yeah,
for cooking their plant-based burgers on
the same grill.
So it's a bit of an unusual thing to sort of push something out there and then just fall at the last little hurdle. Mm. Like, you're very close to having something that will suit a lot of the customers.
Now, there are many people who think about the vegetarian and vegan lifestyle because of the planet and all of that. That it's not that it's animal welfare particularly,
yeah,
because some people are kind of half and half. They'll wear leather shoes, for example.
Yes.
Because other people are eating the meat, but where would the hides go? So
yeah,
yes, we'll wear leather shoes. So, but true vegans will not.
Yeah.
But sometimes they're nearly there, and then the idea of Christmas dinner. Turkey and ham and stuffing and all the rest of it, they just can't give it up.
Yeah. I've known a few people over the years that just, it's that one thing, like they'd be pretty hardcore vegans, and then they just go Christmas Day, like it's traditional, so they do it, but that's sort of after them.
That's the breaking point.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the breaking point. So you have prepared some food here, which you think would make a very fine Christmas feast.
Yes, yes. So we have some Sri Lankan pan rolls here that are sort of stuffed with jackfruit and...
This looks to all intents and purposes like maybe a large, very large spring roll.
Yes, that's probably the Sri Lankan version of a spring roll, so... And then we have a little bit of the fresh coconut sambal on the side there, so it sort of acts like a salsa cooling condiment there. So.
That's delicious, absolutely delicious. Now, you know, whether I'd forsake the turkey and ham for this, but it is very good.
Perfect, cool. So this is something my grandmother would make.
Now, this coconut, what's in this? Because it's very flavoursome. Mm.
So it's sort of fresh grated coconut, and it's added a little bit of vinegar in there. We salt the onions and the tomatoes, so it draws out the sort of raw flavour. It almost pickles and cooks the onion, so it's not so raw. And then we have the fresh coconut, a little bit of lime juice, and some fresh tomatoes in there as well. So it acts like a really fresh salsa, like a guacamole or something like in a...
The combination is very good together.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, we have a pastry base with some filling. What am I looking at here?
So this is one of our pastries with It's like a ratatouille inside.
Okay.
With aubergines and zucchini.
We'll try it.
And we have a little bit of the vegan feta on top, so...
Vegan feta?
Yes, yes. So it's...
What is it made from?
So it's based on coconut and soy. So it's quite smooth and creamy there. So the coconut gives it the sort of fat content.
And you have a little salt in there to,
yes.
to mimic the,
yes.
the feta.
So normally when they brine feta to make it last a little bit longer, mm-hmm. it has a decent amount of salt in it. So it has all
I mean, you could fool people.
Yes, definitely.
With that. Absolutely. There's no question. It's kind of a soft feta.
Yes, yes.
But it does cut and it maintains its structure. It's not like gooey.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
So that's probably the only difference there. Like when you make curds and whey, you'd probably need a little bit more tofu in there or something. Tofu is probably the vegan version of making cheese. You separate the curds from the whey, where this is a little bit softer because it doesn't have the milk solids that soy would have. So that's what the sort of difference between the two is there. So.
Now, there are three glasses here. What do they contain?
So this is our homebrew kombucha, which is like a fermented green tea, and then we mix it with different...
So this is alcoholic?
It's very lightly fermented. It has such a small amount of sugar that it ferments and it becomes like a probiotic. But it doesn't have a... It's probably like 0.05 alcohol or something like that. Very, very low content.
Getting a taste of anise,
yes,
aniseed
off that. Yes, that's apple and aniseed. So.
Yeah, and this one here?
That one looks like the mint tea, or the black mint tea.
Mm, very refreshing, all of these.
Yes, so.
Now, no substitute for a cab sauv. But then, I mean, can you, vegan wines, is there such a thing?
Yes, there are. There's sort of some producers that are making that now. A lot of traditional...
That's much sweeter now.
That's the pineapple sweet. So.
Delicious, absolutely delicious.
Fantastic. So.
But is there a problem with wine? Can wine be offensive to vegans in the manufacture? I'm trying to think what in the manufacture.
Sure, like in the manufacturing process, there's things like inglass. It's like a fish stomach.
Oh, yes, yeah.
Also sometimes a lot of traditional...
To clarify
stuff,
But, so I mean, yeast is a living organism. I mean, do vegans have a problem with yeast?
Not normally.
I mean, how low do you go with life forms?
So it's a living life form, but it's a sort of single-celled organism, so it's a... You sort of have to draw the line there somewhere. So,
I've no doubt that people who are invited to your place for a feast, not necessarily on Christmas Day, but on any day before or after Christmas, would really have a fine meal with this stuff.
Yes,
I mean, it's
yes.
Very tasty, very, very delicious.
Yeah, that's one thing we sort of try and push the boundaries there to make sure that nothing's missing there. It's not we don't sort of do substitutes there, so just something that people really, really enjoy. And we do get a fair amount of carnivores coming and going. That was amazing. I wasn't expecting that, so it's something for a little bit for everybody there. So,
Now, Virginity, your restaurant was recognized with an award, the Best Vegetarian Establishment at the Food Awards Ireland 2019.
Yes, it was sort of fantastic for us. So the whole team sort of put in lots of hard work there, and it's a good to be sort of acknowledged there. That
Where is Virginity located?
So it's up on Dorset Street, upper. So 101 Dorset Street. And we've been there for over a year now. So sort of getting settled in and feels a bit more like home now. So
okay. And people who may not make their way to Dorset Street or who won't have a chance to sample your wares, if they go to Taste...
Yes, we'll be at Taste for all 4 days. So the Thursday.
So what are you
going
to serve
Sunday.
At Taste?
So we'll have the shrunken pan rolls. We'll be there. So... we also have some Korean popcorn tofu with some kimchi and pickled daikon there. We're also going to have the smoked broccoli and the cashews there. And there'll be a few sweet treats, autumn eaten mess. And we'll have a...
What do you put in your eaten mess? Normally it's meringue and cream and raspberries.
So we make a meringue out of a product called aquafaba. So when you cook peas... protein comes out of it and it acts very much like egg whites.
Mm-hmm.
So you can whip that up and make meringues and other little things out of it. So it's something that people might not...
Okay, and obviously the fruit is the fruit. That's okay.
Yes, the fruit,
but the cream?
The cream. We'd make we'll do a thing called a fluid gel where we set coconut and soy milk with agar and then you blend it down and it sits up like a very thick cream. So it has all the richness that a cream would have. It's probably a little bit lighter because it's from coconut rather than dairy there. So
now, you started all this 20 years ago. I mean, when you converted from being a carnivore or an omnivore to being a vegetarian and ultimately a vegan, I mean, you were scoffing the stuff that other people were making.
Yeah.
But you've had to learn how to do all this yourself.
Yeah, that was a sort of a big turning point for me. It was I was learning how to cook at the time, and sort of if you take the meat away from meat and three veg, Aussie traditional food, it gets quite boring quite quickly. So it was that thing back then, the internet was just sort of kicking off, so you'd have to go to the library and actually sit and research and look at all these things. And it was that thing that sort of doing research and going, oh, this is an unusual product, how can you use it? And then you use it once and you go, oh, what else can that do that might not be more traditional there? So it was a thing that we experiment with things and apply different techniques to unusual products, and sometimes you come
across
things
that sometimes
it doesn't. You go, okay, that's you have to take your failures with your successes and keep on pushing on and see what else is.
Well, the proof of the pudding, the vegan pudding, is the big success of Virginity on Dorset Street in Dublin, and Mark will be at Taste for all 4 days, and you can sample his wares there. Mark Sen from Virginity Restaurant, thank you very much for joining us.